Hello, chickens. This is the fabulous Adam Richard, and I have a theory. Ooh, Planet of the Daleks, episode 2. We start with our spray-painted Dalek. The Doctor has been doing a Banksy on it. It's black, and he wanders around and goes, motive power nil, total loss of vision, sensor plates not functioning, weaponry deactivated. I didn't know there were sensor plates. I thought there was a decoration. Anyway, it's nice to know those little plate things with the mesh underneath them have a job. So the Thal say the Daleks can only stay invisible for short periods. The Doctor's never seen an invisible Dalek, obviously. And he says it's anti-reflecting light wave learned from the Spyridons. The Doctor talks the scientist spaceman out of lifting the lid off the Dalek. He goes, no, could have a distress call. Meanwhile, Jo has her Last of Us fungus zombie infection, wakes up, goes, and she covers her hand with her jazzy jacket with all the zips, the Burberry, and then she starts talking to her cassette tape again. Sorry, the log. Her hand is numb. Oh, no. Oh, that's at least that's what she tells the tape. Weber, not Vapor, is an intertarrant. He thinks he's a terrible commander. He was a space doctor. And he says there's only about 12 Daleks there and one attack could kill them all. And then the Doctor asks about the Spyridons. Meanwhile, a gooey stick is poking its way towards Weber. It doesn't look okay. There's a lot of weird looking things in this jungle. It's a stamen of some description, maybe. Meanwhile, the other two Thals are hiding as three Daleks roll past. They're obviously going to go and pick up the dead invisible one. At least that's what the Thals seem to think. And the Doctor is investigating. You know those plants that I said were looking like the painting in Scooby-Doo with the eyeballs on the stick? He's having a look at those. Weber says the plants seem to know about the Spyridons. So whenever the invisible people walk past, the plants react to them. And he goes, that's how we've managed to keep on top of them. And next thing you know, Weber's wrapped in a tentacle. Oh, that stick. It was a tentacle all along. The gooey stick. The Doctor manages to free him, a bit of, you know, just doesn't even do any Venusian Aikido on him. Just goes, no, he's out. And then Weber's like, oh, the eye plants are moving. It looks like a Spyridon is coming. Meanwhile, Jo leaves the shuttle and falls in the dirt and drops her cassette tape. Sorry, the log. She's had a lot of dirt the last few weeks, hasn't she? It's like, it's almost like the set decorator's like, I hate Katie Manning. I'm going to make her eat dirt every day at work. So an invisible man comes towards her through all of the dead bamboo. We can tell because the dead bamboo is wobbling. Meanwhile, the scientist Thal has run off and he said, I'll get the Spyridons to chase me so you can get to safety. And then you see him wrestling with something just the air. He's wrestling with something we can't see. And then he gets hit by a floating stick. Oh, so many sticks in this episode. The others get back to the shuttle, but before they can go in and see Jo, like they're like, oh, your friend's in there, Doctor. And then they're like, oh, there's Daleks. So they have to hide. The Daleks arrive. The Doctor has found the cassette tape log and picked it up before the Daleks came. And the Daleks are like having a conversation, radioing back to base, to say what should they do about this shuttle thing. And they're like, oh, we should blow it up. You're Daleks, mate. Just blow it up. Like, you don't have to have a conversation. You don't need to check in with HQ and have some sort of, like, they're weirdly consultative, these Daleks. Normally they're just like crazy right-wing Daleks. Like, just blow it up. Don't worry about orders. We'll just blow stuff up. And it's like, no, we better have a committee and decide about what to do about it. I can blow it up. Like, of course it's going to be blow it up. That's what you always do. Anyway, the Doctor hears them say that. So he's like, he pops out and he's like, no, you can't blow it up. There's someone in there. So they shoot the Doctor, but weirdly, they've decided to use the paralyzed setting. I know, they don't use it often, but every now and again, they don't exterminate someone. They're like, oh, we're going to interrogate him. We better not kill him. I know, it's really strange. Then they blow up the shuttle. After all that, they've finally blown it up. The Daleks march the Doctor off and the Thals watch them go. Inside the Dalek compound, the Doctor's taken in a lift that goes down and then he's thrown in a prison with the scientist Thal. It's a lot of not much happening. I mean, we have just had 6 episodes before this of people getting thrown in prisons and now episode 2 of the next story and we're in prisons. I mean, it's essentially a 12-parter. So now I feel like 10 of the 12 episodes have involved people being locked up in a cupboard. anyway. the Doctor tells the scientist Thal that he's brave. He deserves a medal for leading the Spiridons away. And I've been terrified the whole time. The other two are so brave and I'm not. And then he has an exposition dump, a huge info dump about the Thals going to space. The Doctor continues his chat about courage. It's very interesting. It's a weird padding scene, but it's kind of nice to see the Doctor have like an emotional moment in an episode. The Doctor decides they're going to escape. So he says, let's go through our pockets, see what we've got. He finds his sonic screwdriver and then he finds the tape, the log, and he starts listening to it. He hears Joe's voice and the Thal's like, oh, that's the woman that we found. And he's like, furious that the Daleks have killed Joe. He's had 2 emotional moments in a row. This is very unusual for 70s Doctor Who. I'm loving it. I mean, we had a weird emotional moment for Victoria's departure in 60s Doctor Who just recently in this podcast. And now John Pertwee's getting to have an emotion. This is amazing. So we see Joe. She's not dead. So, of course, as soon as the Doctor's like angry about Joe being dead, the first thing we have to see is she's not dead. She's wrapped in a purple faux fur blanket. Don't know why. And there's an invisible someone beside her making chocolate. It looks like chocolate's just 2 bowls pouring brown goo into each other. And there's a whispery voice like, don't be afraid. I want to help. Apparently, the chocolate's going to clear her Last of Us fungus zombie infection. It's an infection from the fungoids. Oh, those fungoids. Fungoid was my nickname in high school. It was not. Why would it be? It's a stupid name. The voice says the Daleks destroyed the shuttle, and Joe wants to know why it helped her. And he goes, look, just rest. Go back to sleep. I'll tell you everything when you get up. Meanwhile, the Doctor is trying to sonic his way out of the cell. No avail. The Doctor and the Thal scientist fiddle about in the stuff that they've turned out of their pockets. Meanwhile, in the Dalek control room, there's heaps of Daleks. This is unusual as well for the 70s. It's like, I mean, there's probably no one in half of them, but, you know, there's a lot of them. Anyway, 2 of them have a chat. Dalek chats are always annoying. Apparently, they're going to do light ray experiments on the Doctor and scientist Thal, and then they're going to capture the other two soon. They know that they're there. Then we get to Weber and Tarrant, and they're like, he's like, I want to blow up that Dalek base. They've found some explosives that they hid, and they're like, well, lucky these weren't in the spaceship. Yeah, really lucky. Why weren't they in the spaceship anyway? Well, why had you buried them in plants and nothing else? Just because it's a plot point for later, I suppose. So Weber's like, I want to blow up that Dalek base. And he pulls a gun on Taran and is like, I demand the explosives. I'm going to go in there and I'm going to blow them up. And then they see a spaceship crashing. So they're completely distracted from their argy-bargy and run off. The Doctor, meanwhile, is fiddling about with the log. He's going to dismantle the circuitry, reverse the polarity, and somehow confuse the Dalek's navigation. He's going to stuff about with their Dalek Google Maps. I know. It's a great plan. Meanwhile, the Invisible Man is holding his chocolate bowl and gives Joe a full info dump about the Daleks taking over and enslaving his invisible people. And then Joe realizes from his description of the people being that have been captured, she goes, oh, that's the Doctor. He's like, oh, he's off in the Dalek City. She's very convincing, Katie Manning, talking to a bowl, by the way. The bowl says that the Doctor would be better off dead. The Dalek's going to do experiments on him. Next thing, a woman, female Thal, comes out of the spaceship wreckage. The Thals know her. She says, we've intercepted a Dalek signal. There's over 10,000 Daleks somewhere on this planet. That is a revelation worthy of an end credits. oh, by the way, the end credits came up and he's called Taran. Not Tarrant. I just presume. Terry Nation seems to call every second person Tarrant in one of his stories. So apologies to Taron. Taron Egerton. Is that where he got his name from? Next episode, Planet of the Daleks 3.